いいなぁ、いいなぁ。
Okay, so we're holding today. Actually, we're going a little bit ahead. We're pretending that today is tomorrow because it's Leil Hoshana Rabba. We're doing Hoshana Rabba's daf, and that is daf Chof Gimel. But we are still on Chof Beis on Beis because we stopped at the end of the Mishnah. So let us proceed. We had in the Mishnah what appeared to be, and we were medayik this as we read through the Mishnah, what appears to be a contradiction. Because the first part of the Mishnah says that if you went ahead, you were makrivacha, mafish chatat vavda, and then he krivacha tachtea, viachakach nimtzeta rishonat tamut. So if you went ahead and were mafish another chatas for one that was lost, at that point, it's Meta. Now that means Dafka, where you were Makriv, the other one. And of course that is true only according to one Shita, because Alohi Kriva Kharatakta, suppose you had not brought another Khatas in its place. Well, I mean it's quite clear that the Mishnah is saying the only time that the Khatas would die is if you had already been Makriv another Khatas. So then this is going according to clearly the Rabbanan. Mani Rabbanan, the Amri Abuda Bishata Frasha Ro'a. Rabbanan Shita is that as long as you recovered the lost chatas before you went ahead and brought another chatas, then you can let this thing out the pasture, recover the value, and so on, and it's not a chatas hames. The problem is that then the Mishnah continues and says what appears to be the opposite implication, a maseifa. Hamafrish ma'ot l'chatat. Somebody sets aside money for his korban chatas. The money is lost. And he now sets aside other money instead of this money. It insists, says the Mishnah, in order to save the money and make sure that it doesn't have to be sent out to the Yam HaMelach, where it becomes the equivalent of a chatat hameta, is what you have to do is yavi me'elu u'me'elu. You have to mix the money together, and then you buy a chatas with the mixture. Then if you have leftover, that's no problem. Then hashar yiplulu nedava, the rest of it can be sent as a nedava. Now that, isn't that very clear? That taima me'elu me'elu. The only way that this money is surviving, it doesn't have to be thrown into the alamelach, is because you mixed the money that you had originally, that you now recovered, with the money that you had separated afterwards, correct? But suppose you had used one pile of money to buy another chatas now. That's it. Boom, you got to throw out the other pile. If you didn't mix it. I understand. I mean, obviously, if I still have the money, I haven't bought a carbon. So I found it. Uh-oh. Sure you don't want to sit up here?
You really want to. You couldn't make it all
But it seems to be a long table. Maybe I could lie on the table.
Well, Reish Lakish used to do that at the Beis Medrash. Yeah, it says, you know, he said, my tummy's a good enough pillow for me. And the only thing is, he stayed up.
Ah!
So what is the implication, therefore, here? That even though I found the money before I had brought a korban, that money would get dumped into the amarala. So as I mechad mem, if you chose a pile of money, you didn't mix the money, and then you went ahead and you bought a korban, even though you'd recovered the other money before the time that you did a hakrava, nonetheless you're legally amarala. You have to send the money out to the amarala. That's going according to Rebbe. Remember, fundamental machlokas between Rebbe and Rabbanan. Was that according to Rebbe, you do not need avuda bishat kapara. It's enough if it was avuda bishat hafrasha. So if at the time that you now set aside your other carbon, the first carbon was lost, the moment that you're marker that carbon, boom, you have to let the other one die. Or same thing with money. So we have the two cases in the Mishnah, direct contradiction. Case number one says that only where you were makriv the carbon chatas would you have to throw out, meaning let it die, the other chatas. And the next case is, if you recovered the money, then you'd have to throw the money out into the Amamelach, even though you hadn't bought a carbon yet. So the first case is going like the Rabban, and the second case is going like Rebbe. How do you explain that? Why would we do a thing like that in the Mishnah? So then, that's going to Rebbe Yom Rav Huda B'Shata Fasham Meta. Are you trying to tell me that Reisha Rabbanim V'Sefer Rebbe? This doesn't make any sense. Now, what we're going to do now is we're going to take for granted that we are aware of the Machlokas Rav Huna Amarav and Rav Abba Amarav. And that's a little bit confusing. And what I would like to do for a moment is just talk about this machloket, because otherwise we have the machlokas later on, right here on this daf. And I think it might even be kedai to look ahead a little bit. Look at the word gufa, which is two lines up from the middle of the daf, gufa, and talk about the machlokas directly. Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav, hakol lodim. She'im mashach achat v'ikriv. We have two different approaches in understanding what the Machlokas Rebbe and Rabbanan are, both of which are quoted in the name of Rav. One is quoted by Rav Huna Amar Rav, and one is quoted by Rav Abba Amar Rav. Rav Huna Amar Rav's approach is like this. Everybody is moda, both Rebbe and Rabbanan agree, that if you would go ahead and you would actually the Moshech Achat, you would take one of these animals and you would not ask anybody what to do. With your own das, you went ahead, grabbed one of the animals and decided this is the one that I'm going to be using. That over there, for sure, the other animal would have to be Meta. Even if you go according to Rabbanan and you had both animals in front of you. Why is that? Because the very act of choosing one over the other is basically a kick to the other one, to the remaining one, and therefore your dochet biyadayim, there's nothing we can do with it anymore. The question over here is, lo nechlekos, the machlokas Rebbe and Rabbanan is,
tzikata samesa. No, but it sounds more like Rashi. Did you say knock it down?
The question is, you came to ask Bezdin what to do. You did not do anything on your own. You didn't make any determinations. So now, what Bezdin could do, if they wanted to, is they could tell you, you know what? Why don't you use the Avuda? If you use the Avuda, the only one that was the problem was the one that was lost, right? Because that was, during that period, we couldn't use it. And in selecting something else instead of it, we're basically being dochet. But now that we found it, if the Bezdin would tell you, okay, go take the one that was lost, it's here now, there'd be no reason for me to have to dump the other one, because the other one, basically, I can look at as just backup. So it's almost like achrayut. If I find the first one, so then I'll have this one as extra. So the question is, what happens? Rebbe says, look, Bezdin is not interested in saving the money over here for Hector. Lo asu takana b'kodashim. And we could tell the guy, lechit chaper b'she'ina avuda. Go use the one that was not lost, and then poor lost soul animal has to starve to death. Now, why in the world would we do such a crazy thing? I mean, why? It seems completely gratuitous. Satosis explains, obviously it doesn't mean for no reason. If we have a situation, let's say the Avuda is a crummy animal, it's been lost now for 2 months, nobody's been taking care of it, basically a wreck, it lost a lot of weight. Meanwhile, you got another nice chatas that you're able to, but we don't say, well, you know, so what, bring a lousy animal and let at least this one not have to be Mesa. We don't do a thing like that. That's how Tosis understands. Rabbeinu Gershon understands it, that by definition, every time you have an Avuda, that Avuda is second rate. Because the fact is, it has a strike against it. The Ovid itself was a level of Dichle. And even if you don't hold it, Balakai Nidachin, and even if there wouldn't be no Gea here, it still is more proper to use the replacement. Okay, whatever. The important idea is that according to Rebbe, all that we're trying to say in the Mishnah is that we will not save the one that was Avuda by telling you to use it as the Karva, and by thereby save both of them, basically. Doesn't mean we'll never save it, according to Tosfos. If it works out, maybe we will. But the idea is, certainly it's not a given. And that's why Rebbe says, what Rebbe really means is, that there's no takana, there's no way to make sure, not that it can't be done, but there's no certainty that this thing is going to be saved, because if you ask what to do, if you do it on your own, then for sure you messed it up. If you ask what to do, and you weren't docha either of them, be a dying, and it's only the bialim would be able to be docha, then that may not help you out either. That's Rebbe saying. Rabbanan say, whereas Rabbanan say, Asu takana b'kodashim. No, the Rabbanan will in fact, Bezdin, will always tell you, you know what, it's worthwhile not doing it 100% right. At least not to have to blow that animal away completely. So therefore, according to the Rabbanan, Asu takana b'kodashim, we do make a takana like this to save the avuda, and therefore we say, Lechit chaper b'avuda, use the one that had been lost, and that way we've got a good korban, and the other one now can go out and can be roa. V'sheina avuda, tireh, let it go out to pasture, that way we rescue both animals. Okay, that's one approach. Now, the other approaches, Reb Abba Amarav, skip down the next few lines, because we're not interested right now going through these kashas, we'll go over it again. Reb Abba Amarav says, no, not true. Hakol modin b'mitchaper b'she'ina avuda, she'avuda mesa. It is not correct to say that everybody agrees if you choose one at random, either of them, that the other one will definitely die. It's only if you chose the Eina Avuda that then the Avuda, which had the strike against it, would be lost and would have to die. But if you chose the Avuda, that's not considered to be a Dechia of the replacement of the Avuda. The question is, Amah Nechleku, what is the Machlokas? Machlokas is where you were Mitzhaper on the Avuda. Over there, Rebbe holds, you know, I don't really care which one you were docha, because when you are mafresh another animal to take the place of the avuda, that hafresha essentially gives it all the dinim of the avuda. You've got two animals, one of which is going to be wrecked and one of which isn't, and that's all there is to it. You could take your choice. Either one that you take, the other one is going to be mesa. Because even if you're mafrish to take the place of an avuda, it has the same dinim as the avuda itself. That's Rabbi Shita. Rabbanan Sabre, lafki budam. No, a replacement does not take on the personality of the avuda, and therefore, if you actually end up using the avuda on the mizbeach, then the ein avuda is left to pasture, and you're able to save it. So according to Reb Abba Amarav, the issue in the Mishnah has nothing to do with asking a question to Bezdin and not making a determination on your own. It's simply a question of which one did you end up using. You use the Avuda, then the other one is Tira. You use the replacement for the Avuda is Meita. Those are the rules according to Rebbe. And according to Rabbanan, according to Rebbe, it doesn't matter. Either one is always going to destroy the other one. Now, getting back, that's the machlokas, okay? Getting back now to the last line of Amud Beis, we have a problem that our mission seems to be a contradiction. The Reisha is going according to Rabbanan, the Seif is going according to Rebbe. Now, says the Gemara, there is a way that we could make this work. We could make it work according to Rav Huna. Because Ahenich Rav Huna, the Amr Rav Huna Amar Rav, the way that Rav Huna Amar Rav learned the sugya, you remember, is that Hakol Modim, she Mashach Echad V'Hikriva, that if you went ahead all on your own and you took one of them and you're marker of it, the other one is lost. Ashniya meta. Okay. So now we could still make the Mishnah work out because Mashkachatla could go into Mashkachat mean Vikriv. Then it would be Divrei HaKol. We thought that that opening case was Dafka going according to Rabbanan because it said over there, if you, only if you were actually Makriv another one, that then you're going to end up with this one being Dokri. Right? So we said, oh, why would that be true? If you weren't Makriv, it wouldn't be. Okay, now we could say, look, the truth is, that would be, it would work out, the second case that we thought works out only according to Rebbe. Because, I mean, if you're choosing one of the bags of money, obviously you haven't brought a korban yet, right? But that doesn't matter, because the Rabbanan are also made, that in a case where you choose, you ruin the other one. That's what Rabbi Abba said. If you don't ask Bezdin what to do, and you choose one over the other, even the Rabbanan are made that the other one has to be burned. I mean, lost in this case. Yolik Liyam HaMelech, we're dealing with the money. Okay, so then that would be the case. You go to Mashiach HaChatpien, V'ikriv, V'divrei HaKol. It's not going only according to Rebbe. It's going according to the Rabbanan as well. Because remember, the only time the Rabbanan argued was if you went to Bezdin and you asked Bezdin what to do. And the Mishnah doesn't say you went to Bezdin. It says that you went ahead and you decided on your own. You were Makriv. Doesn't mean literally that you brought it on the Mizbeach, because that's irrelevant according to Rabbanan. But it means that you chose it. You took it in order to bring it, and that's enough. But according to Rabbi Abba Amar Rav is learning that Hakol Modim Mitzchaper B'Sheina Avuda, She'Avuda Meita. Everybody is Moda that in the case where it's the Eina Avuda that you use, that for sure the Avuda is gone because it had that strike against it, and the Machlokas is where the Mitzchaper B'Avuda, where Rebbe Sover Mafresh Le'Ibud Ki Ibudami. Rabbanan Sava Lavke Ibudami. So now, if that's the case, the Mishnah that makes no qualifications about what it is that you took, then the Reisha is going according to Rabbanan, the Sefer is going according to Rebbe. And there doesn't seem to be any way out of it. So then, what would be the point of bringing a Machlokas in a Mishnah where that very Mishnah introduces the Machlokas openly? Just one paragraph later, the Mishnah ends with the Machlokas Rebbe V'Rabbanan and speaks it out. So the only excuse that you can come up with for a Mishnah blithely presenting one case according to one sheet and another case as a contradiction is to teach you that there are two sheetahs, right? I mean, why else would I do something like that? So obviously the Mishnah would want us to know there is a sheeta that holds that if it's Avuda B'Shat HaFrasha, that that's enough to be Dochet, and there's another sheeta that says it's only if it's Avuda B'Shat Kapara. But that can't be the purpose of the Mishnah, because the Mishnah tells us that there's such a Machlokas if we just read a few lines later. So why introduce cases whose only purpose would be to inform us of such a Machlokas? So answer to the Maika Mashmon, what's the Mishnah trying to do over here? To tell us the polygraphy for Rabbanan? I mean, bad you got anymore. The Mishnah goes on to explain openly the Machlokas Rebbe for Rabbanan b'Seifa, where it says Hamafrish chatat v'avda v'frish acher tachteha v'achakach nimtzei tarishona v'arei shteihen ondot echad meyem tikarei v'shniya tamud divrei Rebbe. This is the Seifa of our Mishnah. So the case where you have two animals standing here in front of you, you did not bring either of them. Rebbe says, well, bring one of them and the other one's going to die. Nechachorim say, no, why would it die? Ein chatat meita, ela shenimtzeit miyachash kipru bali. Why would a chatas have to die if it was found before the kapara? And since over here you have two of them standing in front of you, obviously it was found before the kapara. Furthermore, continues the Mishnah, the Rabbanan say, "Ve'in ma'otol chot liyam ha'melach, ela shenimtzu miyachash kipru bali." And we would never throw money into the Yam HaMelach unless the Baalim already were mitchaper. So, what's the point of now repeating it? I'm not. The Mishnah is, you're right. All the Mishnah is doing is clarifying. In other words, we bring you the cases first. Then, after we've got your interest piqued over here, well, wait a minute, wasn't it just a contradiction? Aha! Yep! You know why? Because Dovazem Machlok is Rebbe Barabbon. That's all the Mishnah is doing. So, Kamashman Dovazem Machlok is Rebbe Barabbon. Okay. We'll have to accept it. Now, Gufa. This we just did a moment ago, so I'll just run through it again. Gufa. We just want to review the Machlokas with Huna Marav and Rebbe Marav. Omer Ravuna Marava Komodim Shimba Shachachat Vigriban Shashnia Mita. Everybody is agreed, even the Rabbanim, that if you had two animals sitting in front of you, and you chose one over the other, without going to Beis Din and asking what to do, so that you made a random determination, I like this one, I don't like that one. Well, that determination is enough to stuff the other one to make it a Mita. So why'd you choose one over the other? So you were dochet, basically, be a dai. There, even the rabbonim agree. Lo nechlecha, the only machlokas is b'ba limalach, where you're going to make a choice, not on your own, you're going to ask Beis Din what the best thing to do in terms of the din. Not because one of these animals strikes you as being the one to bring. That over there, Rebbe says, well, look, Beis Din's not going to help you out. The only way that they could help you out was by insisting that you bring as a korban the avodah, which would then allow the ena avodah essentially to be back up. Beis Din doesn't do that. Lo asu takana b'kodashim. And therefore they may just as well tell you, or according to Rabbeinu Gershon, they will definitely tell you, amrinan lechit chaper b'shein avodah. Go ahead. Get your kapora with the one that you had used as replacement, and poor avodah is avodah forever. And it'll have to be mason. The avodah mason. Whereas Rabbanan is saying, no. Asu takana b'kodashim. The Rabbanan would certainly try to avoid a situation like that. The Amrin and the Beis Din will tell you, lechit chaper b'avodah. Use the one that had been lost. V'she'ina avodah tir'eh. And the other one should be set out to pasture. That way, you end up being marviach both animals, because you have the money of the one that you had set aside as a replacement for the avodah, and you were able to use the avodah directly as a carbon. Masir Rameshashim. Rameshashim was rather disturbed by this, because how could anybody say that there was no takana made for kachar? We have similar cases. We don't find even a machlokas about this issue. Vatanya, why does the Torah say yochlu? When it comes to the menachot, so the dinner is the menachot, the leftovers of the menachot, which is almost the whole thing, besides that one handful. The leftovers of the menachot are given to the kohanim. So it says, "Hanater b'mena yochlu Aharon." And why did you say La'aron Ovanav, like it says by everything else? You know? What is this Yochlu? Ma'atam Eloma? Milam May, this teaches us. She might come Achila Mu'etet, Ochlinim Achulin Vitruma, Gedeshete Nechelet Alasuva. This comes to tell us that if you don't have very much to give a Kohen, a lot of Kohenim there, and there isn't much to be Magia to his Chelet, that he should eat other things with it. Because we want that achila to be significant. And therefore, he should bring in chulin food with it, and truma food with it. Rashi says, what do you mean? He couldn't possibly bring in truma and chulin. That would be bringing in chulin to the Azara. You don't have a right to bring in chulin to the Azara. Well, says Rashi, it means take yourself a sandwich before going into the Azara since you're pretty full, and then eat it. Tosis says, no. The din of chulin b'azara is not that you're not allowed to have food of chulin in the azara. We spoke about this before. We got a tavlin, and the tavlin of truma with kachem, so he's supposed to be eating it. Lemoshka, which is derech gedula, which means that you can't eat it without flavorings and so on and so forth. Well, how are they going to be in the azara? And there's also going to be chulin b'azara. So this explains the whole concept of chulin b'azara means not to bring something in the azara to do an avoda or an act that you would usually do on the kosher. but not that it should be present in the Azara. There's no issur of things being present in the Azara. I mean, understand, can a person walk in Sestosis wearing his clothes into the Azara? You got to strip before you go into the Azara. I mean, after all, it's called the Azara. I mean, so in other words, as long as you're not doing something to it that is, has to do with Kodesh, there's no issur in something whole being in the Azara. So he doesn't know what's bothering Rashi over here. In any event, continues the drasha. It says Yochluha. Then it says that the kozachar b'koyin Yochluha. What does Yochluha mean? Eat it and dafke it. So what is the hay mean over here? Mata b'loma. Ah, that tells me shemaitachila miruba, that if you got a lot of shiurim minachot around, make sure you don't eat anything else, because we want you to have enough of an appetite to finish up all of these shiurim minachot. So eno chulin ima chulin v'truma kidei shalotehei ne'echelet alagasa. And we would rather have a worse type of achila, even though, I mean, certainly we'd like you to be able to have kachim in a way that is chashuv and that is al hasova, right? But since it may involve a loss, because if you eat it al hasova, you may not be able to eat enough to finish it up, we're going to make a takona for kachim, and we're going to say, don't eat kachim the right way, the absolutely best way. Better to eat it in a lesser way, but at least not to lose out on some aspects of Kodesh, which will then go to waste. Now, the same exact case is true over here. You just say, don't use that avuda. I mean, you were saying, don't use that avuda. Why not? Well, because you have a nicer carbon, right? That's available. The one that you would use to replace the avuda. That's what Rebbe is saying. Lo asu takana b'kodeshim. But if we apply the same logic as we have here, we would say, look, it may not be the best animal there is, okay? But here too, this may not be the best achila there is. But it's worth it for us to have a poor quality achila to make sure nothing goes to waste. So over here, if we let you bring the avuda, then the eina avuda will be set out to pasture, and it won't. Neither of them will be a chatat amita. And yet, you're claiming that according to Rabbi, we do not make a takana b'kachim, but nobody argued on the case of making the takana b'kachim over here by achila, even though it parallels the case here exactly.
Why is it parallel? If
because
you're
I'm
not gonna you're not achieving anything with the other.
What do you mean?
It's going out to pasture. It's not really coming out to
carbon. Going out to pasture means it gets carbon.
It gets goes on the mizbech.
Of course, the money ultimately buys another carbon and goes on the mizbech. Goes to an adulterer, remember? So how do we explain that? So my lava feel a Rebbe? I mean, doesn't seem Rebbe argues on it. Well, no. It actually would have to be Dafka going according to Rabbanan. But according to Rebbe, we would say, Lola Sutakonam Kodashim. Okay, that is Rav Huna's quote of Rav's pshat in the Machlokas of Rebbe and the Rabbanan. Now, Rav Abba Amar Rav, no, that's not correct. What Rav actually said was that not that everybody is motivated that if you choose one over the other, that the other one is kaput. But rather, everybody's motive that if you chose the Eina Avuda, that the Avuda is kaput. Yes, that's true. Because in the Avuda anyway had a strike against it. It was Nitche. If you're not going to use it, we have nothing to do with it. Amanech Leku, the Machlokas is where you went ahead and you were Mitchaper with the one that was Avuda. Now, you're left with the one that was the replacement, which was a perfectly valid replacement. It really shouldn't be any different than Moser Chatas, where you set aside additional money in case something happens and you need more money or whatever. The din of Moser Chatas is that it goes to the Nedava, just like everything else. So, therefore, why would there be a problem? Because Rebbe Saba, Mafish Libut Kibudami. Rebbe says the replacement of an animal that is avud, since when it was mufrash to take the place of an avud, basically gives it the same halachas as the avud itself, because either one or the other is going to be brought, and therefore the one that isn't brought is treated like the avud. Whereas the Rabbanan Savri lafka avud dami, it's not true. The one that is avud, since it cannot be brought, is indeed a problem. But this one, since it could be brought, even if the other one is found, why should we view it as having the same halakas as the avud? And therefore, Tanya the Rabbanan, that the only time that we would say that, by the way, we have to talk this out a little, because the language is a little bit problematic, isn't it? The language, remember, is that as Rabbanan say, Ein chatat meta, ela nimtza acher sheikriv acheret. Or, Ein ma'ot ochim liyama melach, ela kishe nimtzu acher, and so on. But that's certainly not true now, not according to either lashon. Well, because, I mean, according to both lashonos, the Rabbanan and Moda, that it's certainly possible for a chatas to be mesa, even if it was found before the kapur. And it's certainly, assuming that you chose the Ein Avuda. Or, according to the first try, if you chose either, the other one is Nitcha, right? If you didn't go to Bezdin. So, how do we explain the language? The language is wrong. Same thing is true about the money. What do you mean, no money is thrown to the Yama Melech unless... That's not true. If you chose the other pile of money, then indeed it would be that this one would be sent to the Yama Melech, according to Ravuna's chat. Or, if you chose the pile of money that was Eina Avuda, then the Avuda would be sent, even though you found it before you had been Makriv a Korban. So how do either of these approaches explain the language of the Rabbanan and the Mishnah? We're forced to say that the meaning of the words is that there is no way in which it will vadai die, and there's nothing we can do unless it was actually found Leacher Kapor. If it was found before Kapor, there may be an Eitzah. Now, according to Ravuna, there may be an Eitzah means you could always go to Bezdin, and Bezdin would tell you to utilize the Avuda, and so on. Or, according to Rav Abba, well, there may be an Eitzah, namely, maybe you'll choose the Avuda to be Makriv, and then you won't have to let the other one be Mesa. But the only time that there's nothing to discuss, and it's definitely going to die, is if it was found the Acher Kapor. That's what the language would mean. Fine. It's acceptable. It's Aloch Lemoshe Misinai. Now, what bothers us is the Lashon of the Mishnah tonight. We had the Mishnah before that says, Hasheni Yera'e Achi Yista'ev. That was the opening Mishnah. V'yimachev v'yiplu damav l'nedava she'en chatas tzibur mesa. Now remember this, the whole case where you had the replacement for the sayer and so on. The case we had earlier today. We said the reason that you will not have to let it die is because the chatas tzibur, there's never a time in which a chatas tzibur is mesa. Mashma hadayachid mesa. The case over there was that the yachid would certainly be mace, and as far as what is the one that we're using, Rav said, if you recall, that Balei Chaim Einam Nidachim, therefore when he brings this kapora, he sticks with the chatas from the first two. Remember, the case over there was you had a goro, and you have your Sayer Mishtaleach, and you have your Sayer Lashem. The Sayer Mishtaleach drops dead. So now, you can't bring the Sayer Lashem, because it has to be Mezuvik with the Sayer Mishtaleach. You go ahead and you make another goral. When you make the other goral, you're left with two Seir Lashem. What do you do? So Rav says, well, the first one is the one you would use, because why not? That was the one you originally set aside. Elamai, you're going to say, because there was a period that you couldn't use it because you didn't have the Mishtaleach. But Balei Chaim Einam Nidachim. Just because you couldn't use it then doesn't mean I can't use it now. So therefore, I'll continue using it. I'm now left with the other one. The other one, you look batra, have it a kemafish le'ibud. Therefore, the second one, when I set it aside, I knew darn well there was nothing to be done with it. So as if I set it aside then to let it get lost. So if it wouldn't be a chatas tzibur, then indeed it would die. Okay, it's a good thing it's a chatas tzibur. It's a time of the tzibur. But if it would be the yachid, it would be meta. Okay, now that seems to be true according to anybody. It seems to be true both according to Rebbe and according to the Rabbanan. So my lava, fuel Rabbanan, isn't it going on, even according to Rabbanan, and it's telling me that it's considered to be an avodah, even though it's a korban that I had actually been mafresh to take the place of an avodah, and you said that according to the Rabbanan, we don't say that a mufresh l'avodah is the same as avodah. Only Rebbe said mufresh l'avodah is the same as avodah, and therefore it wouldn't matter which one he used. But here it's saying, Rav is just coming along and saying, well, if it wouldn't have been a tzibur, since you used the first one, woo-hoo-hoo, since you used the first one, therefore you would have actually have to let the other one die. But that's not true according to the way Rebbe was learning in Rav. So how do we explain Rav's statement over here, since he didn't say it's going only according to Rebbe? Well, says Rav, I'll have to tell you that it's going only according to Rebbe. What can I tell you? I mean, Rav obviously would not have said that it would have a din of mufrash le'ibud if he was holding like the Rabbanan here. He's explaining it. I'll leave it to Rebbe. Ah, come on. Oh, so what about the other mission? What about Tanan? I'm afresh chatas v'avda v'hikri v'acheret tachteha tamut. I mean, our mission, it says, if you were mafresh the chatas, and then you were makriv another one, so then it's tamut. But that's clear, taima. The only reason is the hikriv, that is because you were makriv it before you found the other one. But if not, halo hikriva teira eh. If it wouldn't be for that, it would be allowed to go out there and graze, right? And it doesn't say over here that you necessarily had to be mitchaper with the one that was eina avuda. It's mashma the mishnah. It doesn't matter which one you would have used. Lo shna mitchaper b'avuda. Lo shna mitchaper b'she'ina avuda. But nonetheless, that it would still be anyway, not a chatas hamesa, as long as it was found before. And what's more, it wouldn't matter lo shna mashach, but lo shna lo mashach. It wouldn't matter whether you had made a determination that you're going to take one of these on your own, or whether you hadn't. In which case, to you have to the tevayu. Neither one of the pshatim makes sense, because according to Rav Huna's pshat in Rav, if you chose either one, the other one will be Mesa. The Mishnah doesn't seem to think that that's important one or the other. According to Reb Avi's pshat in Rav, if you chose the Eina Avuda to bring, then the Avuda would be Mesa. But the Mishnah doesn't seem to care which one you chose. So therefore, it doesn't work out not according to Reb Avi Amarav and not according to Reb Huna Amarav. Now, how are we going to explain the Mishnah? So, do you have to determine? Not necessarily. I mean, you can't expect a Mishnah to get into the petty details over here. I mean, the Mishnah is telling you a case, okay? Now you have to use your brains. So, figure out what the case would be in which the way in which it would die was because it was Nimtzeit L'Achra Akrava. It's telling you that, look, that's a given. Was Nimtzeit L'Achra Akrava, definitely it's Meita, according to Rabbanan. Now, I don't mean to tell you that there's no other possibility that maybe if it was Nimtzeit before the Akrava, we couldn't come up with a good case where it would also be Meita. Sure we can. According to Rav Huna Amarav, we can come up with a simple case. You chose one, and you didn't go to Beis Din to ask. Now, I don't care which one you chose. According to Rav Abba Amarav, we can come up with a case. You chose the Eina Avuda to be Makrif. I don't want to get into all of that. So I tell you a clear-cut case. But there's nothing to discuss. If it was found Liyaka Kapora, who are you going to... Well, there's no possible way to save this animal. That's all it says. So Milta the Psika Lekatani. The Mishnah likes to say things that are clear. It doesn't want to say a case that we're going to have to start getting into the issue. So which one did you take? Milta the Psika Lekatani doesn't want to tell us a case where there's too many details that would then need to be explained. Okay, well, what about the other case? What about the case of Tnan HaMafish Ma'ot L'Chatat? He set aside money, and then the money got lost, and then Yifushachayim Tachtayim, and then you found the money, and the Mishnah says, Yavi Mi'elu Mi'elu, mix the money together. Go ahead and use the mixture to buy a new Chatat, and then if you have leftover, then that's snuffle and dove. Now, that's saying very clearly, as we were dyke earlier, time, the nitkaper, it's only because you were mitkaper from both together. And therefore, neither of the money, the money piles, so to speak, were nitkaper. But hami echad, if you would have chosen one above the other, then there would have been bad news. Yolechem le'Yamamelech would have had to throw them to the Yamamelech. Lo shna mitchaper b'avodah, lo shna mitchaper b'shein avodah. It really wouldn't matter which one you chose, and it really wouldn't matter whether you were Moshech on your own or whether you went to Beis Din. The Mishnah offers no conditions. It simply says straight out, you've got to mix it, and if you don't mix it, then it's going to go to the Yamamelech. So once again, that doesn't work out according to either pshat. It doesn't work out according to Rav Abba Amarav. It doesn't work out according to Rav Huna Amarav. Because according to both of them, there are cases in which it will certainly make a tremendous difference whether you are mitchaper in the avud or the ein avud and so on. You don't have to say dafka case of elu ve'elu where you mix the money together. It's the same thing, don't you understand? If I tell you, without giving you the details, I just tell you, milta the psikalekatan, I want to tell you the case where you definitely... Pardon me? No, I think we're okay. I mean, if you wouldn't mind making me a coffee, I'd be very grateful for that. I think we have foam cups, sweetie. Okay. I brought them up. I brought them up already. So I want to tell you a case where you definitely can get away with murder. Mix them. If you mix the money, you won't have to worry about anything. I'm going to start giving you instructions, and Richie's going to fall asleep on me, and then what's going to happen? I'll say you don't have to mix them, now, so they don't get mixed up. Was I supposed to choose the Ein Avruta? Was I supposed to choose the Avruta? I throw it into the Yamamelech. Do I burn it? Do I put it into the Ein Fashka? I don't know what's going to happen. So the Mishnah wants to stick with Milta, the Psikali. Okay, so we don't have any riots here. Omrebami. Hamafrish neitzi borei ma'ot la'achrayut. I just want to make something clear, says Rabami. If you set aside two piles of money up front, nothing got lost, there was no questions, all that happened is you wanted to make sure you had some extra backup money in case something happened, in case the prices went up or something happened to one of the piles, then none of these halachas, I don't want to just plain coffee, thank you. None of these halachas, thank you very, very much, would apply, and the din is over there. You can choose one of them, be docha, the other one be adayim, and it doesn't matter. Sheni yiplu nedava, the other one will be put into the nedava pushka, together with all the nidvos kites on his veach. So this is the Gemara, exactly according to whom did Rav Ami say this? A little bit of man. I mean, you let me a little bit of Rabbi. Why not? Why would I think otherwise? I mean, ad kan lo kama Rabbi, elabim mafreshli but. The only thing Rabbi said was a big kiddush. Rabbi said, if you set aside an animal to take the place of an animal that's lost, then the animal that you set aside has the same din as the animal that was lost. How could I possibly have made the mistake of thinking that that's the same thing as setting aside money as a backup up front when nothing was lost? What are you going to say? Well, there's a problem. What's the problem? I could use this one, I could use that one. So I need Rav Ami to explain this to me. But obviously, I'll...
Not for some money for Libra, not for some money.
Either way, both cases, exactly the same. So Ella, I mean, there's absolutely no reason to say otherwise. L'achrayut, of course, is murder. Ella what? You're going to tell me he was saying this tremendous chiddush according to Rabbanim. What's the chiddush according to Rabbanim? It's also pshita. The yiplu nedava. It's either kavachoma. Marech the Rabbanim. Oh, that even if you were mafresh le'ibud, so the money had been lost already. The animal had been lost already. You set aside now money instead. Nonetheless, the Rabbanim said, well, as long as you use the pile of money that had been lost, you don't have to worry about it. Because we don't hold that money that was set aside to cover for Ibud has the same din as Ibud. So of course you can if it was set aside for Akrayut, it doesn't have a din of Ibud. So why do I need Rav Ami? I mean, a 2-year-old would know that. So it's Lavki Vadomi, Lakrayut, me boy. Well, somebody would think for a moment that if it was set aside for Achrayut, then it's going to be worse? And obviously that's better. So, I mean, what was Rav Ami thinking? Says the Gemara, well, you're forgetting there's another Shita, isn't there? There's Rabbi Shimon. Remember Rabbi Shimon, last parak? Rabbi Shimon was the one who always went around with the mantra of Chamesh Chataot Metot, and don't give me a hard time. There's simply Chamesh Chataot Metot. Chata Shinit Avra Shnata is one of them, and so is Chata Shinit Chapa Balim Bacheres. I don't know from all of this stuff. Avuda, Chas Afrosha, whoever heard of such things. There's five simple cases, very straightforward. So now, according to Rabbi Shimon, who holds that stam, there's never a case of Roa, according to him. It's always Mesa. Do I not need to know that, according to him, if you set aside for Achrayut, there's a new category called Roa? Because then that category didn't exist in the Chatos HaMezra. I mean, according to us, yes, according to Rabbi, according to Rabbonan, even within the Chamesh Chatos Beitot, there were cases of Roa. So, Koshkin, if you set it aside, Lachrayut. But according to Rabbi Shimon, there's no case of Roa ever among the Chatot HaMetot. So if I set aside Lachrayut, it's very possible for me to have thought that indeed the halacha is that the whole thing is over too. Kamash Balan, the Itle Nidava. Therefore, he wants to teach us that actually there is such a thing as a Nidvas Motarot in terms of Achrayut. Says the Gemara, well, it's an interesting idea, but it doesn't work. Nobody in his right mind could have thought for a minute that according to Rabbi Shimon, there is no din of Chatas money being given to Nadava. It's absolutely impossible. Because Atzman, it's a Beferish Mishnah, in which Rav Shimon himself says otherwise. In Shkolim it says, Shlosha Asar Shofarot Hayu B'Migdash, a famous Mishnah of the 13 Pushkas. It goes through the usages of these 13. When I say Pushka, I don't mean a little Karen Kayemet box. I'm talking about a major Teva, right? It's a large box for depositing money. There were 13 of them, and they had written on them their purpose. So one had Taklin Chadatin, which was the new Shkalim from this year. The other one had on it Taklin Atikin. If you miss bringing your Chat Machzit HaShekel last year, so then you bring it this year, and then it's used for special things like building the wall around the city and so on. Okay, special purpose things. And then people who need to bring kinim because they are mechusrei kapara. So, Yoledet or whatever the case is. If a mitzora is too poor, so you can deposit his money in there. Or there's fourth one had on it, gozlei ola, which is people simply gave a korban for a nidvas ola that are brought from birds. Or there was one that was set for etzim. The fifth one were for people who were giving money in order to buy fuel for the mizbeach. That was put into a separate pushka. Another one was written on it livona. Another one was written zahav lekaporet, which was made for dafka for kli sharet. And then what's important to us is that that leaves six, and the last six were all for nedava, because a lot of money came in for that. And what is that nidava? V'tani Allah, the Brayz explains. Nidava is shishala nidava, means lo'ola haba'a min ha'motarot. That is set aside for money that is going to be used to buy animals that are brought on the Mizbeach as a kayetz l'mizbeach, to keep the Mizbeach happy. But what's unique about them is that over there in Ora l'Kohanim, we actually do not give, as opposed to all the other olot, where the skin of the animal goes to the Kohanim that are on duty. These skins are sold, and the money is reinvested in yet more animals for the Kayatam Mizbeach, which leads to something of an infinite regression, but don't worry about it. Somehow or other, we take care of it. Omar lo Rabbi Nechemya, some say it was Rabbi Shimon, No, that's impossible, because in Kim Batla Midrash Shosha Yehoyada Kohen, then the famous drush of Yehoyada Kohen would be batal if we would accept your idea of olos that are not given to the Kohanim. Tanya, because we know about the famous, actually Ditznan, I should say, we know about the famous drusha right here in Shkalim, we hear was talking about Ditznan. Ze midrash darash Yehoyada Kohen, what Yehoyada Kohen had been doresh was that when the Torah says Asham hu Asham Asham la Hashem, that means including everything. Asham la Hashem is anything. Lavi kodava haba mimotar, either kataot or ashamot, all goes la Hashem, and that it says afterwards la Kohen. So it means likach bidamav olot habasar l'shem v'orot l'kohanim. Anyway, if this is Rabbi Shimon, what's important to us? Rabbi Shimon is obviously upset that we're not going to be mekayim the drush of Yehoyada Kohen, and therefore he says, just make it very clear, what you're going to buy with the money of Moser Chatas is an ola that you are going to give the skin to the Kohen. Thank you very much. But meanwhile, is it clear that he holds that there is money of a Chatas that is put into a pushka for Nadava? So what is Rav Amin thinking? That if I wouldn't have heard from him this brilliant halacha that achrayut for a chatat is not sent to the Yamamelach and it's put into the pushka, I would have thought that according to Rabbi Shimon there's no such thing as a pushka for the money from chatas, because they're probably all chamesh chatot. As anybody who reads the Mishnah in Shkalim knows that that's not true. He obviously was committed to there being a pushka, there a teva for a chatas. How do you explain that? That's true, but you know what? I might have thought that, yes, a guy sets aside one pile of money. What happens is that the price of animals fall. He now only needed 70% of that money. He's got 30% left over. There was never a choice of one pile of money over another pile of money. Okay, in that case, yes, it goes to the pushka. But I'm talking about a case where you were docha one of the piles by choosing one over the other. And there it's more similar to the chamesh chatot ha-meitot. And that's where I feel it's necessary for me to tell you that you gotta know, says Rav Ami, you gotta know that according to Rabbi Shimon, even if you've got betray sidre, it's still kamash balan that even betray sidre, the money falls to the nidava. And that's my finish. And that's it, folks. Shalom Aleichem, Reisha. But, yes, before we get involved in saying Shalom Aleichem to Moshe, let us decide